All right, let's get stuck into it. We've got our man Tommy Green, our favourite AFL player, coming up very shortly. Before we get to that, hey, Jimmy, how about Julian O'Neill and the original Shoey? Thank you, Mark. Mark from Mortdale. And then this one, Gary said, hi, fellas. I know he didn't invent it, but I reckon he was the best at it. The chip kick and the regather. Phil Blake, brilliant. Yeah, good one. Good one. Speaking of brilliant, this guy, when we first spoke to him, he was hosting pub trivia at the Nag's Head Hotel and having the occasional chat to former Australian Test captain Mark Taylor. Now he's got in his back pocket a four-year deal that's going to keep him at the GWS Giants till 2027. He's also made it into the leadership group. Things are looking up when you talk to this program. I'm telling you, Tommy Green is on the line. G'day, Tom.
Hey, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you, mate. First of all, congratulations on that. That's really great to have your immediate future settled, and you must be excited about what's to come at the Giants.
Yeah, I really am. It was amazing to sort of work that out with the club. Obviously, I love this club and I love living in Sydney. And it was, you know, I was really hoping that we could work something out. I'm so happy that we can, and really looking forward to the next 4 years. Like I said, I love the city and I love the club, and it's really exciting times for us there.
And it's a bit of an investment from the club in you too, right? There's a couple of midfielders that have moved on from last year, so there's increased responsibility for that. How do you accept that, Tom?
Yeah, it certainly is. And like I said, I'm really thankful to the club for offering me a deal, and thankful for their show of faith in me, I suppose. And I'm really excited. That extra responsibility is something that really, really excites me. And I'm looking forward to what sort of the near future can hold and see how we can go this year.
I thought you should have been captain of the club. They've gone with Toby Green, which is, you know, probably the right decision. But you're into the leadership group, mate. What does it mean for you to be in the leadership group?
Yeah, I'm really grateful and humbled to be voted in by my teammates. I think it's one of the highest honours you can get, you know, to be looked upon by your peers in that way, and something that I don't take lightly. And I'm really grateful for that opportunity. And I sort of see my job is just to try and, you know, sort of keep doing what I've been doing. I think I was voted in for a reason, and also to help Toby out and make his life as easy as I possibly can. So I think it's just, you know, like I said, I'm really grateful and humbled that my teammates have voted me in, and just my job is to help Toby out.
Mate, it was been my experience, Tom, with these things. Leadership groups, you know, I understand that, but they're also, if you're not in the leadership group, do you get a sense that maybe your voice doesn't count? So you have to be aware of that for those players who are outside the leadership group who might have some great opinions that they can share with the group.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that I reckon our club actually does really well is it, you know, letting other players know that while there is a sort of a voted and official leadership group, all voices and opinions are valued, and you know, it's something that I think we all want to hear. So I felt like, you know, last year when I wasn't in the leadership group, I felt like my voice was still, you know, my opinion was still valued, and I think that that's something that we need to continue to push for, because as you said, you know, while it's all well and good to have a leadership group of seven as ours is, you know, there's a lot more ideas and opinions and voices than that, yeah, that have, you know, a whole lot of weight. And so it's about making, you know, others feel comfortable sharing their thoughts and opinions and taking that whole group approach.
Yeah, absolutely. What's been the views and the opinions and the voice of new coach Adam Kingsley? How does he differ to what was the system that Leon Cameron had set up, Tom?
Yeah, so the ball movement is probably the major one. I think, you know, Giants fans tuning into sort of our practice match would have seen a different game style and a different way of playing the game, which I think, you know, Leon was a fantastic coach and a fantastic person. I think he served the club really, really well over a long period of time. But Adam has just sort of given a refreshing spin, I suppose, on those sort of things. And you, as I said, Giants fans watching our first sort of game would have seen a different game style, and we're hoping that they will this weekend as well. So I think Adam's brought that, but he's also a fantastic person, and he's connected really, really well with the group in a short period of time. And I think he's going to continue to do so over his tenure.
Does that new game style, does that suit you, Tom?
Yeah, I think it does. It's just taken, like, it's taken everyone some adjusting to get used to, but I certainly think it has. I think that, you know, you need to be adaptable in your game style and adapting it to, you know, the way that we're going to be able to play, and that's going to help the team best and help us win games of AFL football. But I think it certainly does. And as I said, I've worked really hard, and we as a collective have worked really, really hard on this game style over the preseason. So we get to roll it out this Sunday and see how it actually goes.
Before we get to Sunday, can you bench more than Coach Kingsley? We were looking at him in the really tight tee and the big arms, and we thought, wow, this guy's got the biggest arms in AFL for sure. Have you got him covered there, Tommy?
Unfortunately, I don't. Those T-shirts he wears aren't even that small. I think they're a double XL almost. He's filling them up pretty well. So he's a bit of a beast in the gym, and it's actually quite embarrassing watching him put pretty much all of us to the sword in the weight room. But I think we'd have him covered running around out of the track, so we'll take that.
Absolutely. all right, start with the Crows out there at Giants Stadium on Sunday, mate. What do we expect from the Crows? They missed the eight. You guys missed the eight last year. What can we expect from Adelaide?
Yeah, well, I think it'll be a really good contest. They're a really good contest side, and they've got some fantastic players, particularly in their midfield, like Rory Laird. And so we're, expecting a really good challenge. I think that, we've played pretty well against the Crows the last couple of years, but they're a side that's also looking to improve this year, and by all reports has improved again. So we're expecting a really good challenge in round one. And like I said, we're just really looking forward to the opportunity to roll out our new game style and see how it really stacks up when we're playing for premiership points.
Have we taken you away from lunch right now? Was there a little half-hour window for you for lunch? Mate, what's on the menu today?
Yeah, there is lunch at the minute, but I'll get to that afterwards. But there is, I think the chef whipped up a nice little curry. I skimmed past before and stole a prawn cracker, and it looks like a nice little curry. So I'm pretty excited to get into that. It'll be delicious.
Mate, that's made
he's
us
very
hungry.
Good. Our chef, Adam, he's very good. Yeah, I'm sure it would have. He's fantastic at his work.
Well, Adam Kingsley, look, he's come in and he's coaching and cooking. Is he cooking as well, is he?
Not quite. I think actually King has raised himself as a he gets like he's got a smoker, and he apparently smokes really good brisket. So apparently he's pretty handy with that. But I don't know if he's got a curry in his repertoire. But our chef's also named Adam, and he's fantastic.
Apparently, Coach Kingsley's invited all his favourite players round for the smoker. You haven't been yet?
No, I actually haven't gotten that invite. So that'll be something I'll have to take up with.
Oh, that's a bit awkward. Sorry, Tommy.
Yeah, that is a little bit awkward.
Hey, mate, we've got to let you go. Big game coming up on Sunday. Really appreciate your time. It's great to see your future sorted, and it's great to have a chat to you, mate. All the best for the season and for Sunday.
No problem, Jimmy. Thank you very much for having me again. I always enjoy my time. Thank you.
There he is. He's such a great fella. So Tommy Green, if you're watching on Sunday, it is beamed into Sydney by Channel 7. Make sure you do that. Get out to the game. Sneaky sound system are playing. Kids get in free in 2023 for the Giants home game. $2 hot chips while stocks last. So it's great. All right, break and back to wrap it up.